Welcome to the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive
that's
end.
Right.
The acting legend, you hear him saying that's right? That's right. It's Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much, Michael Horn. And this has been a long day for everybody. I've been from Beverly Hills to the Valley, back to Beverly Hills, then to Santa Monica. Then I went from Santa Monica right past Beverly Hills, and then I came over to the Valley again, and now here I am.
Nobody should come to Southern California. We do this show from Hollywood, California. There's too much traffic. No one should come here anymore.
It's beyond anything.
Is it nuts? People are like driving like snails, and they don't know what they're doing. And it's like I came from out of Beverly Hills. I was in Burbank. I was out in Chatsworth, and down to Beverly Hills, then back up here in the studio. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Well, not only is it, it's like that no matter where you go now, because they've ripped up every freeway. They put $1 billion or $10 billion into. The freeways on the west side of town, and those things are packed now.
I'm going to run for office and just control traffic, and everybody will vote for me. I'll get reelected every year.
Here's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do, Fred?
This is what we're going to do.
I like it when Fred Dreyer gets into this. Here we go.
In 1984.
You tell me about this because you told me. Tell the audience about this.
This is the deal.
Yep.
Here in L.A., there was a huge scare. There was a lot of concern, even to the point where, should we even have the Olympics here in Los Angeles?
The Olympic Games in Los Angeles.
Were going to come here, and some guy, I think Jim Campbell, I believe was his name, senator from, somewhere right around here, decides he has a remedy that is going to indemnify the city that will allow it to have the Olympic Games and then prove as a business model to solve traffic forever. And when we come back,
you're going to tell us this story?
I'm going to tell
this. This is a good story. We got lots to talk about here on the Sports Show. I talked to Dodger manager Dave Roberts this week, and I've got some information to talk to you about.
Is he on the DL now?
No, he's not on the DL. Happened to Kike Hernandez? Is he on the DL somewhere?
He should be. Let's send him a telegraph.
Find out.
To get on the DL.
Baseball season back from the All-Star break. We're thinking about football coming up. Stay with us. The Sports Show, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, CRN Digital Talk Radio.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com. So it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Napa Know How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
It's the PM Show, Sports Corner Edition for you, ladies and gentlemen. We just call it the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, played for the Rams, played for the Giants. Had a breath of fresh air with the New England Patriots, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. We've got a lot of, as we are starting to do, as I mentioned last week, a lot of fan mail.
Well, we're going to get to that, but you got that 84 story to tell.
Before I do that, I'm just looking through my papers.
You got lots of fan mail. You can email Fred, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, you can do that.
F-R-E-D, there's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, there's your Dreyer. At crntalk.com.
Six pages.
And you can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
And let me just say this while we're at it.
Please.
The social media stuff, you know.
Yes.
I go in and out of that. A lot of people say, could you respond to what's going on in the, you know, baseball today?
Right.
Sometimes I feel like it. Sometimes I don't. I don't want to feel obligated because there's a sense to me that when I'm under the gun, I stop doing things.
You do. You don't
that
have to
I
be
don't
forced
necessarily
into
have to do.
Exactly.
And I don't want to stop doing it.
You know, you put it in your vernacular. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
That's correct.
Peter Paul Almondjoy has nuts. Peter Paul Mons don't. So sometimes you feel like a nut.
And
sometimes
case,
you don't.
In this case, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
It's Kit Kat.
It's Kit Kat. Okay.
All right.
So we had a story. I don't want to.
So here it is. So
give us the story. 1984 in Los Angeles.
The Olympics here in 84 in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yes.
To be spearheaded at the Coliseum in the surrounding USC
People
area.
People were worried about traffic.
But they were worried about traffic. They're going to bring the world, literally the world, into Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And people said, well, there's not enough freeway space to drive people around. Because there's a rowing in Long Beach. And then the next day we have to be in L.A. at SC for gymnastics. And from there we got to go out to Malibu for, you know, some sort of a paddling contest. So the idea was, how are we going to make this thing work and how are we going to function?
Yes.
What's going to happen to traffic at 4 o'clock on a Friday? Right?
It's
so
true.
So
what happened?
It was very simple. The legislature, headed by, I think it was Tom Campbell, I believe it was
California State Legislature.
Yeah, he decided we're going to get all multi-axled vehicles off of the road.
It's a great idea.
We're going to get them all off of the road, and the only thing that's going to be here is going to be passenger cars.
That's it. So they took
all
them
the buses and all this stuff. You know, you can. There's time frame.
The waste
for
management
it.
Vehicles
but,
I was driving and following.
But remember, if you know any of the history of L.A., L.A. is a desert. So all of the growth of produce is in the Central Valley and in the East Valley and out in Imperial Valley.
Food.
And all of that stuff comes east. It actually comes west into downtown L.A. So all of these trucks now, the place is loaded with trucks. All of these trucks now had to be rerouted. So they went to the companies and they went to the city fathers and they presented the saying, here's what you do. You keep the trucks out of the mainstream traffic.
And main hours,
yeah,
right?
You put them on a grid and you computerize the ins and outs
of the track. So the trucks go at nighttime, right?
Now, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I was here. My daughter was born in April of 84.
Well, wow.
So I was here.
I was here.
Waiting to do... And actually did the pilot of Hunter in April of 84. I was doing the pilot when my daughter was at Cedars being born.
So the Olympics are here. Your daughter's being born.
Yes,
you're doing the pilot of Hunter.
That's all at once.
It could have been gridlock for you, buddy.
Well, I was driving all over the place shooting this pilot, and then my daughter was born. And then so after she was born, you know, it was April, May, June, July, right. August. You know, that whole summer was loaded with pre- and post-game Olympic stuff. And can I tell you? The traffic was non-existent.
It was beautiful, wasn't it, during the Olympics?
There was no traffic.
The trucks drove after 10 o'clock
at night.
I
said we should just have the Olympics here every weekend.
Exactly. The trucks weren't on the roadway. There were no big multi-wheeled idiots driving in the first and second and trying to get in the third lanes. And they did it from 10 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning is when the trucks drove. And it was just heaven to drive around. It was the best traffic ever in the history of Los Angeles. Why didn't they keep it that
way? Now, here's the deal. So they said, this is unbelievable. What a great story it was.
Yep.
Peter Uberoth was the guy, got all the pats on the back for a genius business model.
Yep.
And the Olympics went off beautifully. It's one of the most successful. And it made money, by the way.
Sure.
And it was fantastic. Rayford Johnson run up the steps and the peristyle in and let the torch and all that stuff. So they did all this stuff. And it was a huge, huge, huge success. So people said, hey, why can't we have that every day? Why can't that be the flagship of L.A. solving this tremendous problem?
Exactly.
So they said, that's a great idea, until the politicians screwed it up by taking money from the trucking unions.
Oh, wait a minute. So the politicians, the idiot politicians, this is why we love Donald Trump. He's a non-politician. Blow every politician out of office.
This is common sense.
So the politicians took money from the truck drivers' unions. Why?
Here's what happened. They said, we're now going to pass legislation to make this temporary adjustment in traffic.
Permanent.
Influx and egress and...
ebb and flow.
Ebb and flow. Thank you so much. We're going to make that permanent. And so they said, oh, wait a second. The trucking industry said, no. We're not going to do that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you... we'll give you more money not to fix the problem.
Because those damn unions, those jerks.
And they did. And the city fathers and state
said,
no. The idea of government is to solve problems and to help all people.
But they took money.
Not just to take money
but
from.
They took money.
So they took money. It happened right in the middle of everybody.
And it went back to
it
crap.
It just went away. And you have what you have today, which is the worst traffic in the
United States.
That's
why we hate the truck drivers and the bus drivers and all those multi-axle.
It could have been fixed.
It could have been fixed.
It was fixed. It could have been fixed.
We don't
forever,
actually hate them. We hate the politicians.
And they didn't do anything about it. And so, you know, liberalism is a beautiful thing.
Those rear-end politicians, that is the problem.
That's it. You have people here who, and believe me, I'm sure that at this time, I say liberalism because this is a liberal town, but politically it's a liberal town, and decisions are made, and the reason, and what you, when you look around here and you see what's not good, it's because of liberalism. It's not a Republican hasn't had an impact on this town in 40 years.
It's true.
Well, there you go. So anyway, that's a little bit of history.
That's why the traffic is crappy in Southern California.
Now,
because they were paid off by the unions
to
the politicians, and this is why you have crappy traffic in Southern California. And your cities, too, could be done. Put the truck drivers on the road. They like to drive at night anyway. Put them on there from midnight or 10 o'clock till 8 in the morning. Let them make all the trips when the traffic is light. How wonderful that would be. But that would make sense. And obviously, politicians don't make sense. Just look at Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'll just say this, that if I'm a Russian athlete,
And you look like a Russian athlete.
I was.
You've got that stocky kind of. I actually have that
I used to
heavy kind of Russian build where I've got the thighs, the heavier thighs, and so I could be a Russian speed skater.
No, but here's the deal. That's ridiculous, by the way.
What?
You on skates.
I could be great on skates.
Roller
I
or
could,
ice?
Once I get
ice?
Going, don't stand ice. Once I'm in front of you, do not stop.
We'll take you to a place with a 7% grade. And just push it down the
push
hill.
Push me down the hill, I score.
If you're a Russian, you better hope to God that you get banned from going to Brazil.
Oh, you got a story coming up?
Well, you know,
you're teasing a story.
They found out that the whole team is on dope, and so they want to get rid.
Wait a minute.
No, they want to get rid of them, and so they're saying, no, we're not on dope.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. And it's like two paragraphs, like three or four paragraphs.
Fred Dreyer has the story.
I'm not going to read all of it, but I read enough.
Read most of it straight ahead.
But I know enough of it to know that that the Russians could be out of there. And if you're a Russian, you got to thank God you don't have to swim in that urine. You're in Feces Canal.
That's a story from a few weeks ago.
You got to swim in and out of the hotel.
You were at the beautiful Ipanema Beach there, where you went out into an area where there weren't very many people.
Yes, I did.
You saw some sort of excrement floating by you.
I speak from wisdom, ladies and gentlemen.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. So Fred, you're talking the Olympics here right now, just before the break, and apparently the problems with the Russian team. What's going on?
Well, they're all on dope.
Now, how do you know that?
It says so right here.
You got a story that says the Russians have a problem? What is it?
Let's see. I got the Randy Moss story.
He's going to
be on
story.
The pregame show, which we're thrilled about.
Yeah.
He's going to bring insight.
Yep. And so what do you got for us here? Is it an Olympic story?
You know, the sports, you know, the release, stories that are released are hilarious to me.
Well, they are. They have some things that are going kind of crazy. I mean, football season's getting ready to start up. Johnny Manziel, by the way, we'll get a story from him. Apparently he punched someone in the face at a wedding, and that'll be a great story. We can talk about that, too. But in Rio, apparently the World Anti-Doping Agency, which is called WADA, W-A-D-A for World Anti-Doping Agency, call for Russia to be completely banned? Is that what you're talking about from the Olympics?
And Thomas Bach, well, I don't know who he is.
Beethoven was one of the
shocking
great musicians.
An unprecedented attack on the integrity of sports and on the Olympic Games.
So you're saying that the anti-doping agency, World Anti-Doping, WADA, and they want the Russians banned from the Rio Olympics.
Russian sports minister.
An investigation found rampant state-run doping the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics and other events. So the Russians, this is how they've been winning over the years. They've been putting people on dope.
Well, you remember the 60 Olympics when all those the women's track team showed up? And
were they like, women? They would look sort of men.
Look like, the L.A. Rams when they showed up.
I think they were, Olga, the East German speed skater, she was something else.
Yeah, she could
move. She could really bring it.
She could bring it.
Once she got going, no stopping Olga.
No, she had super skates. Vitaly Mutko.
That's one of my favorites.
He sounds honest.
He gave me a massage once in the Czech Republic, Vitaly Mutko.
No, he's deep tissue. And the Mutko, of the famous Mutko family, they're famous.
There's not a... There's not a famous Mutko family.
There is. Rodchenkov. The Rodchenkovs and the Mutkos, the two families run Olympics.
The Bushes and the Clintons.
They run the Olympics in Russia.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they also have the dope deal. They have the concession on dope, and they own the Olympics. Great combination.
Take this dope and go compete.
Do this. Shoot up right now. I want you to shoot up and then jump high.
Pick up the 300 pounds.
Can you do it? Now. Go do it now. Shoot up. Shoot up while you are jumping. I want to see it. So that guy, the Mutko family.
Mutko family.
That's the guy
Everybody
who supplies the dope. And then Rodnichev.
There's a new series coming up on Fox, by the way, called The Mutkos.
Name?
The Mutkos is going to follow an East German Russian.
I'm positive
family.
The report was not leaked, Mutko said. What others did was all speculation, Rodnichenko said. Those two guys, no matter where there's dope, those two guys are around.
So are they going to compete or are they going to be
banned? No, they're going to get rid of them. And I'm telling you, I'm going to write an email to somebody, probably the Mutko family. But I'm going to write someone an email saying, congratulations, you don't have to swim in the feces urine water.
For those of you that don't know, Fred went to the beach, Ipanema Beach.
You're not going to relive the story.
It's just like a getaway with a friend of yours and some weird, crazy friend.
I went to Brazil for 3 weeks, and I wound up...
You're on Ipanema Beach, and you couldn't walk on the beach. There's so many people, right?
Yeah, I was swimming in the toilet.
Well, you had to go to the bathroom, and this weird friend said, go out in the water. And there was a lot of people in the water.
Yeah.
Until you got
I was
that,
way ahead of the Mutko.
You went way to
Russian.
One area where there was nobody around.
There was everybody around, believe
no,
me.
No, but when you went to the area where there was nobody around, you were there by yourself.
I had to swim like a mile to get to by myself.
And there you saw.
And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm in the toilet.
Things are floating by
you. You ever think about folks, when you realize, gee, I'm really in the toilet? Well, I was in the toilet.
Got out of there quick.
I came flying out of there.
Weren't able to release, and then you walked down the road, for a mile and a half?
About a mile.
Until you went to the abandoned house where the people were actually eating breakfast inside?
Yeah, I thought it was an abandoned house, but it was someone's home.
And you walked in the front door?
I walked in the home, and they were off to the right in the alcove, and I came in. They all stopped in unison eating. They were eating cereal or something.
It was a stranger.
And they stopped eating, and they started staring at me, and I just said, hola. And I kept walking and went right through the house, into the backyard, into the garage. And on the side of the garage was a spare bathroom. And I said, Eureka.
I made it.
Eureka, have I hit the jackpot?
And then?
To my chagrin.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That toilet, ladies and gentlemen. When you say full house in cards,
yes,
you know what that means.
That means a lot.
Well, this was a full house, and I said, there's got to be something. What's going on here? I can't make out what this is.
There was a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, so I waved my hand.
To try to get a better look?
I waved my hand to see what the matter was.
What's in the hole?
And 17,000 flies went into orbit. And I counted every one as I ran out the side door.
After you dropped your load.
After I, no, that was later. I ran outside to the backyard. Then thinking to myself, I wonder if the guy...
What a poor guy you were there.
The father of this family of five is looking for his gun right now.
I'm walked through his house.
I'm outside evading the flies in the backyard, waving the flies away from me because they followed me out there.
You should have told him you were the exterminator. Drop your pellet.
The rest builds to a blackout you don't need to know about. Now, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, let's get into that. Oof, boy.
Johnny Manziel.
Glad we relived that story.
Thank you, Mike.
It's one of my favorite stories. But is it going to be in Rio? They're going to have the same problem when they do with the East German swim team.
Well, if they need someone to guide them where not to
around
go.
Around the bad area.
Rio.
They should have you.
I guarantee you, like every South American country I've ever been to, I've been to a lot of them.
Yes.
Every single one of them never fixes their problems.
That's it. And
they
so it's,
never
it's still there,
fix
right?
The problems.
So you could be like a scout, and instead of swimming ahead with a knife between your teeth, you could have a trash bag between your teeth and sort of clear the way for them.
Yeah, a tidy bowl wand. You see those wands that clean out the.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Anyhow.
It'd be good. Okay, so let's talk about Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, wait a
because
minute,
he's
on.
One of our favorite football players.
Reportedly punched someone in his face at the wedding.
What is wrong with this guy? What was the problem?
Well, it's hard to say did he or didn't he. I mean, he either did or he didn't.
Yeah, he just punched him.
I truly apologize, Johnny said. And you know something? Johnny's character is such, I accept his apology.
Things got apparently heated between the guys for a while, and then it came to a head at the rehearsal dinner. They were in a fancy Hawaiian resort the night before of his friend's wedding, and according to TMZ, sources with Manziel said he felt like he was being hounded by the other guy, and he was adamant he was not the instigator. Things escalated. At one point during the altercation, Manziel struck the other guy in the face, but apparently the next day, the other guy in the fight got a surprise from room service, a bottle of champagne, and a note that read, "Truly apologize. Should never have done that. Know this won't make it better, but hope it starts the day off right." And it was signed by Johnny Manziel.
He wrote it.
He wrote that. Or he had someone write it for
Congratulations.
Him.
Hey, you know something? You know, this is just one of many stories now.
Oh, yeah.
That no one cares about, including me.
Now, this week on my wine show that I do on CRN Radio, I had the incredible Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers. He was having dinner with his third base coach. He left dinner early to be on the air to talk about a wine label that he, a Dodger, Dave Roberts, and Rich Aurelia, a Giant, they both played together for a while on the Giants, have started along with this guy John Misek from Arizona. It's called Red Stitch Wines because of the baseball red stitching on the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to tell you, Dave Roberts, one of the great guys to talk to. He is well-educated, well-spoken. He has a good knowledge, and I think he was the right choice for the Dodgers because he can handle morons like Yasiel Puig and veterans and everybody else in between. And I think he's probably one of the better new managers in the league. I really believe that. I'm telling you. I really can see that this guy. I read his bio.
I can understand.
Everywhere he went, he had the base stealing record at UCLA. He didn't have a good arm.
He didn't have a good arm
when he played in the majors. So what did he do? He learned to have more speed to get to the ball faster so he could try and get the guys out.
Yeah,
guy's uniform was always dirty. This is a good player.
So in baseball, you're judged by your uniform.
Yep, in my case you are. You got a dirty uniform, I'm with you.
No,
same with you.
Sometimes I couldn't see the 89.
Sometimes I could only see the 8. The 9 was just so full of grass stains, I couldn't see it, and that's because you were a great player. Your uniforms are dirty, you're a good player.
No. It was AstroTurf.
Either that or you don't wander.
Then what happened?
Maybe you don't wander.
I screwed that whole philosophy.
Well, you used to bring dirt with you and rub it on there so it looked dirty?
Yeah, take it home with me.
Yeah.
So, but here's my problem.
Yes.
I told you this before.
Go ahead.
You know, it's great. All things are true. That's what's beautiful in life, and especially sports. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dave is, okay, they hired him. That's their guy. Let's go with him. All right, let's do it. I can't tell you how many times, and there are 100 games into the season, can't tell you how many times I have seen, just the other day.
What'd you see?
How late they are in getting people up in the bullpen.
Well, you have a problem with Dave on his use of the pitching staff.
They do not use pitching staffs correctly, in my view.
Well, I say they should acquiesce that to the pitching coach and let the coach get the guys going if you don't have that much knowledge of the pitching staff.
Well,
Dodgers have like about the fifth best record in baseball.
Well, no,
They'd be in first place in a lot of divisions.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's things that, and you can't tell me, you know, he's a bench coach. They hired him, so he should know this stuff. It's not like, oh, this is his first year. That's BS. You know,
well, he was coaching for the Padres for about 5 years, 4 or 5 years.
Well, he was a bench coach.
Yeah.
He was the number two guy there with Bud Black. Bud Black. I thought Bud Black should have got
the
job.
And you like Bud Black, and I do, too.
I thought he should have got the job, from what I know of Bud Black. And you know, Dave Roberts is fine.
I think Dave is better with the players. Maybe so.
But at the same time, there's a lot to be desired in how he communicates to the bullpen. There's so many things I could get into a little bit later on, but there's so many things that goes on with pitchers and the catchers. Just, I don't know how many times I would expect.
Well, we'll find out your thoughts straight ahead.
Fred Dreyer. Catchers go out to the pitching mound, they don't do it.
Fred Dreyer on the Sports Show.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Gonna Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway, relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same period, for God's sake.
Not one in two games.
Yeah, it was two
in one game.
In the same period.
Yeah, don't make that mistake.
Two safeties in one game.
That's
in
correct.
The same period.
That's correct.
The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, and we got Land's End, and we've got a crisis.
Actually,
and we got H&X.
I was born in Hawthorne. You want to fill that in?
And from Hawthorne, the Hawthorne, California native, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
The Beach Boys, me.
Did you ever see the Beach Boys working out, performing
and stuff? Yeah.
You'd hang out with them?
They went to Hawthorne High School.
Really?
And right down Inglewood Avenue, south of Hawthorne High School, was at the corner of Compton Inglewood Avenue.
Randy's Donuts.
It was Lawndale High School.
Oh, Lawndale High School. Okay, that was Randy's Donuts.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Randy's Donuts in Inglewood?
Yeah,
with that big,
with the
donut,
big, the big donut.
The big donut.
Yeah, my father used to, when we used to go see my aunt and uncle, he used to stop there at the drive-in. You drive through, it's a drive-through window,
yep.
And you could order whatever you wanted to order.
You drive through the hole, so to speak.
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, the hole was on top of the building in the form of a donut. So when you're driving, you could see it for a couple of blocks.
Oh, yeah. I used to take my daughter by there after
we'd
go to the
drive-through.
We'd go to the Kings game, we'd go to Randy's Donuts.
Oh, that was the best.
Yeah, it was great there.
And also, there was another place that had some of the best donuts, Winchell's.
Oh, that's place. I think that's still around.
And had the best coffee.
Yeah, Winchell's is still around.
Is it?
I think there's still Winchell's donut houses.
I don't ever see it.
Tomas, there are Winchell's, aren't they? You've been out on police from the police beat.
Look at him. Where are they?
Where's the Winchell's donut houses? You got any nearby? Yeah, just go ahead and talk to yourself in there. Don't grab the microphone. Yeah, Tomas,
use the yellow pages.
Goes over and drops right over there. It's like, use your microphone,
Tomas. I think
we
interrupted him.
He was having a discussion.
Getting ready to
Yeah, where is it?
Okay, the nearest one is in Northridge.
Get Neighbor Paul in here. Neighbor Paul knows all about this.
Where is Neighbor Paul?
I don't know. Neighbor Paul went on.
Go get Neighbor Paul. Go down the hall and get Neighbor Paul.
Oh, here's Neighbor Paul.
Come on in, Neighbor Paul.
Neighbor Paul is coming in.
They're all in bad
neighborhoods.
They're all
what? They're in bad neighborhoods. Thank you, Neighbor Paul.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bad news for the Dodgers. Listen to this. Clayton Kershaw's back hasn't responded to treatment, so he's within a simulated game. He's out. Ryu is on the disabled list again. He came back and pitched once, and he's got elbow trouble. He's done. Alex Wood, I think he's finished. He doesn't have any velocity.
He can go shrimp gathering in Korea now.
Alex Wood is on the disabled list since late May due to some elbow soreness, and he's going to undergo some kind of arthroscopic surgery or something on his throwing elbow. He's going to be out at least 2 months.
Yeah, of course.
Or most likely the rest of the season.
We're hoping he'll come back.
He'll be gone.
For some bullpen duty.
He's done. He's done. So, you know, Dodgers have Kenta Maeda. He's in his first season in the States.
He's Japanese.
You got Scott Kazmir, who's hit or miss.
He's carping.
Got that baby kid there, Julio Urias, and then you got Bud Norris.
Hiroshima Carp.
And Bud Norris is okay. And then Brandon McCarthy has come back.
He's very good.
Paul's brother. Brandon.
He might be very good.
I think Brandon McCarthy could be good.
He's very convincing to me.
He's got, because he doesn't walk people. That's what I love about the guy.
He doesn't complain about anything.
Yeah, exactly. You don't, that's it.
Yeah. He doesn't, believe me, you know, a good buffet is to be appreciated, but he doesn't like being in a buffet.
Now, let me ask you a question, too, about football, because I noticed that the NFL medical advisor, Elliot Pellman, is retiring. Roger Goodell was pushing him to retire. Pellman is the full-time chief medical officer. Did they have such a position when you played football? Was the NFL had a chief medical officer? Are we like in the Army or something here?
Oh, I never met him.
Exactly.
He never showed up when I got knocked out.
There you go. So this Pellman's going to retire, and apparently Goodell wrote that he made the decision that prompted Pellman's retirement. Apparently, Goodell understands that the NFL must demonstrate strong leadership on health and safety. They never cared when you play. They never had concerns for health.
When I play, forget it. They don't care now.
Really?
This is all cosmetic, by the by.
So this is all just
here's what it is. You know, you run a sham organization when it comes to player safety. And then when someone shows up to check to see if you have a doctor, you run down the hall to get your cousin, throw a lab coat on him, and push him into a room.
Elliot Pellman.
That's it.
And so he's not going to be around anymore. He's retiring after a 30-year career with the NFL.
Doing what?
Well, he was, I guess he did the rheumatologist is what he was. He served on the New York Jets as the team doctor.
Oh, there it is.
Was chairman of the league's research arm.
Now, this guy would go from Shea Stadium, he'd catch the A train, go downtown, get off Penn Station, and run down the street and get a hamburger with the commissioner. That's why he was hired, believe me.
He also, Pellman, presided over the NFL's Mild Traumatic Brain Injury Committee. Now, why do they call that the Mild Traumatic Brain Injury?
Well, they want to be noncommittal.
They don't want to just call it the Traumatic Brain Injury Committee. It's
got
to be mild.
They don't want to say, uh-oh, you're dead committee. You know, they don't want to say that.
MTBI, the Mild Traumatic Brain Injury Committee. Yes. I know there was such
mild
a thing.
Mild traumatic.
Started in 1994. Paul Tagliabue started that.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
And there you have it. And they were studying concussions, and we've never heard anything about
studied,
the results.
They didn't study anything.
Now I've got you going.
You know,
now I've got you
going. No, this is, you know, this type of stuff. They keep releasing this stuff. It's government football. This is very political in its structure, in its culture, you know, to completely drag that dead dog into the picnic, you know, is really an outrage to me.
It's really a dead dog that they're dragging into the picnic?
That's what it is.
Okay. Anyway, so there was pressure from Congress, and then Goodell disbanded the MTBI committee and replaced it with the Head, Neck, and Spine Committee. So if you change the name, apparently, so there was pressure.
What about the foot, ankle, knee department? What about the back, groin, and palate?
There you go.
So injury report on the
pilot. They have those all in the NFL now. This is good.
Fred can't make the 49er game because his palate is sprung. He has a sprung palate.
There you have it.
And we know that because we've done an instant report on him.
The new leaders of the group, the Head, Neck, and Spine Committee, agreed with assertions that the MTBI committee, the Mild Traumatic Brain Injury Committee's work was infected, and they said they would use none of the previous studies. So Pellman, apparently,
they're trying to be fair,
was removed from the committee, but to the surprise of many researchers, he maintained a role as medical advisor within the league offices.
Yeah, quack of the season.
Then he can tell some stories. Can we get him on as a guest? We need to get this guy and see what he has to say.
Yeah, he's down at Winchell's.
Elliot Pellman.
Yeah, so, Pellman's slugging it down at Winchell's. And believe me, that guy has nothing to say. Although if you get him a couple of drinks, you know, he'll tell you everything, whatever that might be.
Now, Randy Moss is joining ESPN, and he is
Let me write it down. Hold on just a second. Wait, hold on. No, I'm going to write it down.
Go ahead, write it down. Randy Moss is joining ESPN's NFL pregame show.
Moss, M-O-S-S?
It's going to be on the Sunday NFL countdown and Monday night countdown.
What's he going to do?
Well, they've made a change in the seasons, and they've got Keyshawn Johnson and Chris Carter has left, and Mike Ditka is going to a reduced role, and Matt Hasselbeck and Charles Woodson are joining the shows, along with Randy Moss. So this could be really good. They really get some insight.
Iron
into the
Mike.
Game. Yeah. Should be good.
That's what happened. I got to write him a letter.
Yeah, so there you have that.
Make sure you clean your locker out, Mike.
Should be very good that we have that going. What else we got going in the news? What was going on with you this week? Did you have any exciting things that happened for you this week?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You usually have a story or two to tell on things that happened to you.
Let's see.
Maybe it wasn't that good a week.
I met with my gardener in the backyard.
Okay, and what did you discover? Did you have a problem?
I had to point out.
Yes?
Yeah.
Some dry spots?
I'm good at pointing stuff out.
Were there dry spots?
I said, look at. We got water coming out of this spigot, and it's going that way, and then it goes up the hill, then makes a left and goes to the hedges. I'm concerned.
So you had a leak?
No. I'm concerned that there's not enough water getting up the hill to the hedges, and the summer's coming, and I don't want
summer's here.
Well, I mean, it's mid-July.
Yeah, that's
you got August and September.
Yes.
Do you think July's the hottest? September will be the hottest month of the year. You watch.
You ought to know. You played football.
I watch my plants die.
So you got to push the water up the hill.
I have a pump that pumps it up and makes a left. But the openings in the hose, in the drip system, adequate enough.
So that's a new system he put in. He put the drip system in, and it's not adequate.
No. I put it in.
Oh, there's the problem.
And it's not adequate. No, it's correct. It's wired correctly. But the open. I put a soaker hose up there.
Right.
But the soaker hose doesn't.
You got to put the drip system.
You got to put the drip system.
You got to put more water.
Yeah, of course. I need more water. That's all it is.
I got the drip system.
So I ran this down with him about 2 weeks ago, and he says, yes, I'll get right on it.
We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. It hasn't happened yet?
And nothing yet.
Well, back to the news. Jeff Gordon is going to replace Dale Earnhardt Jr. for the next two races. Earnhardt has a concussion-type symptom. He's going to sit out the Sunday race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the following race at Pocono.
Really?
So they run around on those cars. Did you see? I talked to you before. Did you see that Jay Leno show where he spun the car
and it flipped?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Eight times, and he was luckily strapped in there.
Yeah.
So Brad Richards, by the way, one of the great football or hockey stars, the center, he's retiring after 15 seasons. He's 36 with the
Tampa
NHL.
Tampa Bay, wasn't he?
He was with the New York Rangers, Chicago Blackhawks, Detroit Red Wings.
But he wound up
with the Tampa Bay Lightning, is where he spent his first six-plus seasons, and he won a Stanley Cup, too.
You know, so. In hockey, you know, you can just say, Fizz Harmon. Wasn't he with the Detroit?
Wait, hold on.
Because all
You're
of them played
fun.
With 17 teams.
Why did you
every
say
Canadian?
Fish? What do you mean by Fish Harmon? That is not a hockey name.
No, that's a very, very old Canadian.
Fish is not a Canadian.
Fish.
Harmon never played hockey, and that is not the name of a hockey player.
But the Harmon family. When I tell you about the Harmon family.
All right, well, I got you there. The Harmon's a good hockey team.
So anyway, but every hockey player's played for 17 teams.
Yeah.
So I could throw a dart and say, oh, yeah, Fish and his brother.
Not as much as in baseball. They play many years with the same team. When they get in that free agency, then they start going around.
That's my point. I mean, everybody, look, he's got six teams here. He's 15 seasons, six teams. Figure it out.
We got our basketball team together for the Olympics. Did any of those guys decide they're going to play, or they're worried about the Zika virus? You got Carmelo Anthony.
You
got
to be careful. You got to tell Puig because his head will shrink. You know what'll happen if he gets bit by a
He's a baseball player.
But listen
Puig.
To me.
Yes.
If he shows up and he gets bit by a mosquito or several,
infected.
His head could shrink. You know, the whole thing is that if you get bit by those things, the biggest tip off is when your head shrinks.
This is not true.
It's true.
It's in pregnant women when they give birth to the young children.
Have you seen those kids?
No, but I'm just saying it won't affect Puig himself. It would expect maybe his offspring. So
I don't know.
Not only would he be bad brain Puig, but he'd be small brain.
Have you seen the rendering that the artists have done?
No, I don't believe that's true.
Have you seen
there
that?
No rendering.
You can send in the picture of a loved one, and they'll do a rendering of that loved one with the small head.
Thank God for the theme. Anyway.
And they'll frame it for you.
Harrison Barnes is going to be there. Jimmy Butler, DeMarcus Cousins. Kevin Durant is going there. Paul George. These guys are going to, bring it and go there and swat mosquitoes. DeAndre Jordan, Kyle Lowry, Klay Thompson. They've got a pretty good team together.
Yeah.
We're going to have basketball. We can watch that at the Olympics. That'll be halfway.
They're going to wind up in that water, I'm telling you. You can't
go down
there. They're
not going to play basketball in the Ipanema Beach.
Is this show about over?
By the way, I saw the girl from Ipanema. She had all sorts of things hanging on her. She had to go take a shower.
Soft and tender, love and more.
I'm never going to listen to that song in the same way ever again, thanks to your story.
No.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live
agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Welcome back to the Sports Show from CRN Sports USA Sports Byline. I'm Michael Hoare, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, the great thing about this show is that it'll soon be over, and we have different segments. We have different segments.
This is my favorite segment.
And the one last segment we have is we always have neighbor Paul come in. And when you're in town, when you're not...
Well, you're in town,
when you're not abroad.
Neighbor Paul's been in town.
You're abroad sometimes, aren't you?
I am abroad sometimes, of course. Yeah.
But that's when you go to the other restroom.
That was in the other restroom.
Yeah, that was.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The other day I went by the house.
Neighbor Paul and Fred live very near each other. They're in the same area, Southern California.
Yeah, so I'm cruising down the street, and I look and see that your garage is open, and there's no car there.
Uh-oh.
So
you left the garage open?
So you're gone, and your garage door is wide open.
Wow, that's not good.
What's the deal?
Neighbor Paul.
Well, I guess upon pulling out, when I activated the garage door opener closer.
You got one of those automatic jobs?
It did not engage. So
you don't look when you drive away. You don't make sure the garage is...
You got to really pull out of the driveway pretty quick. You don't really have time to sit there and kind of just gawk at it and... you know, and just kind of observe everything kind of working properly. So, no, it's not the way it
works. Do you have a place to sit in your garage like Fred does where you can kind of smoke cigars and look at the street?
I do. I got a lot of things in the garage, a lot of good things.
Do you have a captain's chair? And
I do not have a captain's chair. I have...
what do you have?
Almost better. Oh. I have a lift chair.
Oh, those are great. Those lift chairs push you out. When you press the button, they put you forward so you can kind of stand up easier. I've got them all throughout my house.
Yeah, Fred, you're in really good physical condition, but if you ever get into a situation where find it hard to get yourself out of a chair.
You press the button and it launches you up.
Yeah, but you can't let your neighbor see that.
You don't. You wait till everybody's not looking and you press the button.
They've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, keep the garage door shut.
I used to have my neighbor come over and just kick me in the rear to get me out of the chair, but this chair is automatic. It's good.
You have one now.
Oh, I got them all over the house.
It's like one of those catapult devices that they had back in the, you know, the
shot
the,
put.
Yeah.
It's kind of like taking your rear and it shoots it right up for you.
You should put a fireman's pole from your bedroom down to your car.
I'm sitting on one right now. That's our show, by the way. I'm going to get out of here in just a second and launch myself out the door. Fred Dreyer on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer. Email him freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer on Facebook /TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from Fred.
I don't have any final thoughts. It's just that I can't wait to get out of here. We're going to go to Ruth's Chris, aren't we?
Yeah, here I go. I'm going to punch out of the chair. Whoa!